Well, a couple of them anyway. I'm missing a couple. And speaking of the Beatles, Hole before that with Malibu.
I love Hole.
And so does the Beatles. Well, tell them anyway. That's because that's where they are. They're in holes, which is a sad and unfortunate thing.
Wasn't one cremated?
Well, yeah, but you're still going probably a hole.
I just get thrown around in as dust.
I was only thinking about that the other day, that obviously I want to be cremated.
Oh, yeah, I think cremation would be good.
Well, I think it's civilised, because it doesn't take up a lot of ground.
It's being a greenie now that you are.
Well, exactly.
You're conscious about saving space.
Well, precisely, because, you know, cemeteries around the world are running out of space hand over fist, or head over feet.
Well, that, when you think about it, because you know how the ocean's very deep, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't want to put a dead in there, they might drown.
Nah, come on. If you had...
You can't go filling up the ocean with deadens.
But isn't the ocean in some parts... I think we'd better look at this on the net later. But isn't it about 40,000 feet deep?
Oh, no, much deeper. It's like miles and miles and miles deep.
Miles?
Miles. They did a little thing to check the temperature on the way down to the Antarctic the other day, and it dropped it down 5 miles.
Why don't you just drop bodies down there?
Well, you can't just go filling up the... I mean, is it... bad enough that we filled up the ground and the bloody countryside with dead bodies. Now you want to go and fill the Great Arctic Trench.
It'll feed fish.
Not if they're in a coffin.
No, you wouldn't put them in a coffin. You just like a cement block around there.
Oh, well, that's completely different.
And let them go.
I don't know how that'd go with the your tykes.
What,
I don't think you'd, yeah, I don't think your left footers, your mix, your Catholics. I don't think they'd be happy about that.
No, you're right. I don't think that would be very.
Well, I suppose as long as you had a padre there and he sort of said a few words and then did the Father, Son, Holy Ghost cross thingy.
Would you have
probably go all right?
Would you have like a fence around it?
Oh,
an entrance?
Well, you'd like to think so. Be a bit of a bastard for the relatives to go and visit, though.
You'd have a floating buoy.
Well,
you just go out there and have a bit of a look. You go,
Yeah, but I think people like to go and actually place flowers on the grave and everything, which I think, frankly, is a wank.
They could email them.
To a dead body?
Well, no, to a boy, a floating boy connected to the internet. It could be a web server or something there, the internet site.
Now, that's actually funny you should mention that, because I was reading earlier this week, I wish I'd remembered to cut the bloody thing out,
yes,
an article that... in some...
What porn magazine was it?
Oh, well, remind me to speak about
Big
porn
butts?
Magazines later. I think it was...
Astronaut.
Big Nipples or something.
Astronautlibido.com.
One of those. There was a... there's a company, and I think it's in South America, but
yes,
not 100% sure, that will, in fact, place a computer in a grave...
Right.
...so that relatives can email... They're deadens.
All right, hang on a minute.
Now, this is a true story. I swear I read this in the paper earlier this week. Or in somewhere.
Does it come with a flat screen?
I would like to think so.
And what about the mouse? Is it left-handed or right-handed?
Well, I think it's a standard mouse.
Standard mouse. Wireless?
Well, I'd hope so.
How'd they get the power in there?
They put it next to a...
Transformer.
Transformer. Bloody transmission line.
Email, right?
Yeah.
It better be like webmail so it's easy to use.
Oh, no, I think they've set up a specific server. I swear it's true.
Indeed.
I can't remember where I read that, but I did read it this week.
That is sick.
Well, you know, the dead like to keep in touch.
You know, it'd be funny
if
you got a reply.
That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it? With that, now, there's a big push this week in Australia to allow organ donations to be made much easier. And I was talking to Panda about this over 15 beers the other night.
Yes.
Whilst we were having dinner at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the comment, or asked the question, posed the question, if you will.
can you recreate it, how you posed it?
Yes, I said, hang on a minute.
You got the beer handy?
Mm.
All right.
Mm. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Dyra.
No, I think you better translate it.
Okay. Because that's what it was like.
You better tell me how it happened instead.
Okay. I had one of about 15 beers, 15 Scoobies.
Yep.
And we were talking about organ donation, and I said, well, look, you know, they can have any part of me that's useful when I go. Ideally, preferably after I've gone, not before. Mm. Although if it will help somebody, I'm willing to, you know, let them have it now.
They might be able to salvage a hair.
It'll be about the only bloody thing, I reckon. Lungs would be no good.
You broke wind again.
The colon would be all right, though, would it?
The colon. I don't think the colon would be all right.
It's working all right. And I said to him, I wonder when you get up to the pearly gates,
yeah,
are you without that organ that you've donated? Because it's been taken after you're dead.
It's been taken after you're dead?
Well, one would like to think it is. So when you get, like, or do they give you a fresh start when you get up to the pearly gates? Like, do you get a whole new body?
It's a reset. They reset.
It is a reset button, is it?
Because otherwise you'd be riddled with cancer.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It wouldn't be much fun to go up there.
What if you were in a horrific car accident and you lost a leg?
Yeah. Imagine if you were dressed badly when you died.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were in, like, a really ugly outfit.
What if you were an ugly individual?
Would you get to be beautiful? See, these are the questions that I want somebody to die and then come back and tell me.
Come back and you interview
them. Send me an email.
Mm.
I'm happy to do it on MSN or email. Because I am one of the greatest journalists in the world, so it's a story that bears, you know, does require telling. But I do need somebody to tell me.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
No.
Disproving the...
whole God thing?
Yeah, no, the virgins. How many virgins?
72 virgins.
Is there that many that they reckon they're going to go to?
That's what they reckon. Well, how about...
Where'd they get the number?
Well, I don't know.
Pulled it out of a hat.
Pulled it out of their ass.
They're bullshitting.
Like it. But how are you going to disprove it, given that you're not a camel-molesting terrorist?
I reckon there's not...
Because you're in separate sections. It's like when you go to a cemetery now. Oh, of course it is. It's like a cemetery now. You've got the Catholics over there, the Jews over there.
Now, you know what it is?
They don't want to be buried in the Jewish section.
Someone's wrong. So, not someone's... One of us... No, we could all be wrong.
What's your point? What are you suggesting?
We could all be wrong about the God, the Buddha, the Allah, the... What's the other dude? Muhammad, the prophet.
He's just the prophet. No, he's God.
The messenger.
God is God.
Yeah, but I reckon, and all the theories and all this sort of stuff about, I don't know. I reckon we're probably all wrong.
Mm.
No one's got it. Well, there might be a few people that have worked it out, but haven't spread it.
Aliens
or shared it amongst.
So you reckon?
I reckon
aliens.
There's people in the world that have probably worked it out. By chance, they fluked it.
Yes, they worked
out what happens in the afterlife, what really, really happens.
Well, so you're by that by definition and by statement there, you're saying an afterlife. So therefore, you're assuming there is some kind of life after.
Yeah, but in not in the defined way that we've been probably told.
So we don't all jump on a cruise ship and cruise off to heaven.
Because I saw that how do you know?
You don't.
That's the thing. So how can churches, priests say, and when you get received into heaven and all this sort of stuff, how do they know? Have you noticed something with churches?
Mm-hmm.
The priests don't work.
No. Touch up little kiddies.
How about
then?
In the Vatican, right?
Oh, he does nothing.
They don't work. They live in luxury.
Mm, that's true. Like Jesus Christ did.
Like Jesus Christ did when he was a 33-year-old carpenter.
Mm. On the take.
On the take. They live in luxury.
Rotting building sites and selling building materials all over the place. That's what Jesus Christ was doing, mate.
And wasn't passing on his GST.
No, he was retaining his GST and his VAT.
Oh, I love the VAT. Love it.
But he was no doubt about it. He was stealing from the Romans. And flogging it down in the markets in Nazareth. He had his cart with his little donkey.
That's a cool name, Nazareth, isn't it?
That's a great name. If I had a child, if I had a baby girl, Nazareth. I wouldn't call her whatever you wanted to. I'd call her Nazareth.
Your daughter could meet my daughter. NORAD and Nazareth could go down.
Become lesbians.
Painting. Oh, yeah, baby.
That's a horrible thought. Because then they'd be really big, fat and ugly, and I don't want a big, fat and ugly daughter. I want a horn bag. So that I can, every boy that comes along that wants to try and root her, I can shoot his kneecaps off. Come near my daughter, boy. Boomer! Sorry, but you were saying?
I like the name Nazareth. Mm. Like Toyota should name their next model car the Nazareth. They've used every other name.
True.
Right?
Go big in Israel.
Yeah, the Nazareth.
The Nazareth.
From Toyota. Sounds like a four-wheel drive.
It does sound like a four-wheel
SUV.
Yes. Yeah, I think it probably is, and You could see the ad. It'd be going out through the desert.
That's right.
Illegal building materials on it, and a white Anglo-Saxon looking dude with a beard and big blue eyes in a white sort of outfit.
Burning bush in the back.
passing a burning bush, and a bloke standing there with a couple of tablets with some writing on it. Oh, you'd take the piss out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, what's going to happen. In 6 months' time, we're going to be sitting back, kicking back, having a beer, watching TV, and we're going to see the Toyota Nazareth.
And you reckon we won't be suing the bastards? You reckon we won't be on the phone to the lawyer, nail their ass?
Producing the archive of this show.
You better believe it. Yeah. I'll make sure I write the date down. Jesus of Nazareth, 1 minute, 1 hour into the show on the year of our Lord. What the fuck's the date?
18th of February, 2005.
Righto. Toyota. We'll probably get sued for, you know, infringing on their copyright using Toyota. Toyota.
Sue them. Just put a note, must sue. Rare. Put a note, must sue if we see ad on TV.
Must sue.
I think that's the trigger.
I think that's a fair call.
Right. And also put just in case I forget, put a note, call lawyer if we see on TV.
Call.
Because I might forget.
All right, lawyer, if we see on TV. Now I've actually got to keep this pad somewhere.
You have to remember to look at it too.
Oh, no, I'll nail it to the door. I'll nail it to the telly.
Get Jesus to do it for you.
Yeah.
Nail it.
What happens if we die in beforehand and then go to heaven?
If Jesus was that good a carpenter...
Right? I don't think he was that great, frankly.
No, he could have used a claw hammer and unnailed himself from the cross.
Well, I suppose there's no mean lean across and pull it out yourself.
Could you imagine, like, you're nailed up on the cross...
With your nail bag.
You're nailed up.
Yeah.
And you're a carpenter, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine you're looking at the cross going, geez, not a very good plane job, is it?
No, shit workmanship.
A bit rough on the edges.
These bloody Jews are not much job at it, are they? But wouldn't it be great nowadays? Because you wouldn't have to nail him in with a hammer, claw hammer, as you very correctly pointed out. Now you'd just either use a nail gun or a screw gun.
Yeah.
You'd probably actually go screw gun.
Put it this way, if they had all of that technology then, wouldn't they just shoot him?
Oh,
not symbolic enough.
No. Well, see, they used to string them up left, right and centre. Nail them up all over the
place.
But
that's not... Yeah, because they nailed up...
It wasn't just him.
Yeah, I know different people that committed different things.
Yeah, they nail you up at the drop of a hat. Mm. And then, you know, you'd hang around and wait to be rescued.
You know that when people in our time...
Right, now. As opposed to then.
Have blood coming out of their hands. Isn't that called stomata or something?
Could be.
You know that with
they bleed incessantly because they're haemophiliacs.
No, but and they reckon it's because of Jesus Christ and all that.
Yeah,
and they show them, and the blood is or the wound is in both hands, but in the palms of the hands.
Yes, incorrect.
But Jesus was nailed in the wrists.
Had to be
because the hands can't support the weight of the body.
Correct.
Because it had ripped through the muscle and the fine bones.
Yeah, so that you're interested in and watch on the fucking Foxtel channel, but nothing about nuclear weapons.
I didn't see that on Foxtel. Ages ago. Yeah.
I actually told you that.
Did you?
Because I was a carpenter. I followed in God's footsteps.
Did you, if you were a carpenter...
Good to see that God made him get a trade.
Yeah, in carpentry school, do they teach you to nail up people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's one of the first things you learn, how to make a cross.
Is it like... you know, when you're doing artistry or painting and they get a nude model to come in, do they bring a model in where you nail up?
No, you start off by doing, because you're only in your first year of your apprenticeship, you make a little baby one and you get a Barbie doll.
A small cross.
About a foot tall.
A model cross.
Yeah, model cross. And you get a Barbie doll and you nail that to it.
What about a Ken doll?
Well, they're a bit hesitant about that because too many blokes were trying to look up Ken's pants. Well, certainly in my case.
In my case,
yes, you would.
Scotto.
Geez, you've been quiet.
I have, yes. Very, very quiet. I had a Ken doll.
Really?
Yes.
Doesn't surprise me.
In a camouflaged... I like how I see that.
Camouflaged?
That's American. Camouflaged.
I thought there might be.
It's a word that derived from camouflage.
Okay.
Camouflaged...
Yes.
Army suit with a cap.
I think that's how Ken comes.
No, Ken comes
That's action
in his tennis gear.
That's Action Jim or something. Action somebody or other.
Yeah, something like that.
Action Jackson was in the...
If you're not doing anything on the weekend, Scott, why don't you drop around? I've got a marvelous
Ken doll collection.
Gee, that's a tempting offer there, Prof.
233 of them.
All and dressed all in army fatigues?
No, and dressed in all sorts of... no, in all sorts of attire.
Got the leather one?
Oh,
leather Ken?
Which leather? pick a colour. I have them.
Did you used to get the Ken dolls to play games together?
Yes.
Particularly Leather Ken?
Leather Ken and Steroid Ken.
And
yes.
And you had, like, Dominant Ken and...
Oh, yes.
And Submissive Ken. Did you have, like, Gimp Ken?
How did you know? I had Gimp Ken.
Lucky guess. Bring out the
Gimp. I had Take It in the Rear Ken.
I thought they were all that. Was Ken anatomically correct?
Yes.
Yours would have been.
Receiver Ken? I love Receiver Ken.
See you, Prof.
Bye.
I think you better go.
Think you better piss off.
That's put me right off, hasn't it?
Put you right off buying dolls for your daughter, Nazareth.
Nazareth. I'm looking forward to having a daughter now.
Mm.
Where do I get them?
Oh, you can buy them.
Yeah, but what off aisle of Woolies?
No, off the web.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, not one of those little black ones.
No. You can get different
colours. I get a white one?
White ones. Yeah, different.
Wouldn't that be like pink at that age? At that young, tender age of just fairly new?
How new do you want it?
Oh, I don't want one that's just going to poo and spew and chew.
Oh, no, you want that. You want to go beyond that.
Yeah. Ideally, one that's about 15 that I can charge a board.
Right.
Pervert all the friends, and then in a year's time, kick her out of home.
And rent her out.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Would that be bad?
I think that would be very bad.
Really?
Yes. Might be indictable.
But why? It's over 16?
Oh, over 16.
Yeah, no, I would never do anything under 16.
No.
That would be an offence.
We can rent it.
Cool. It's a good plan, then.
Love it.
studio@netfm.net. MSN is...
NetFM Radio at hotmail.com.
That's the one. Tell all your friends. Not sure what you tell them. Whatever you tell them, just remember, that was my mistake. Split ends. Bottle lounge all around the world. Ha-ha!